Okay, I'm talking with Mick Cody, Worldwide Vice President with CA. Mick, let's talk about financial services. Maybe introduce yourself and a little bit about the part of the business that you oversee.
Okay. Job generally right now is to sit and work in the field with an awful lot of our customers, a lot of the sales force, and then bring an awful lot of that information back to bear with driving the strategies of what customers are asking for, seeing, and everything else. And actually kind of being a liaison between the business unit itself for development and also for what we're trying to do to help, you know, the customers themselves.
Now, you've got a great global perspective here, so maybe you can share with us and our audience some of the the security challenges that you're seeing financial services organizations face.
Right, and, you know, not to leap onto what Lynn had already said, but there's been a shift change, shall we call it, in how people have been doing an awful lot of work. Identity management tools have been around for a while, but we had seen in the past 18 to 24 months a surge or an increase around the role sections of it. Tied to that was the identity and role compliance or attestation. So because of that, we have taken a direct approach ourselves in leveraging a type of a tool around the role perspective to kind of increase the ideals of being more intelligent about what you're going to do with those particular people. So if somebody is in accounts receivable or item processing or in deposits, they're looked at from a perspective of using that function as a job, but then actually leveraging the appropriate data sets so they can get their job done faster.
Mm-hmm.
So with the advent of that, we also now have LinkedIn and offload the pieces that tie in data loss prevention. There's been a change also from that perspective because data has, you know, historically with banking, you know, they love to protect the perimeter. We've been, you know, we're also very much heavily involved in the web access management space. A lot of banks, you know, have built an awful lot of capabilities online. You come in, log in, you trust the source, look up your stuff, print things off. That change is great, and they've taken a great stab, if not a very, very good effort, at cleaning up the perimeter. Now, the biggest issue that has existed for years is the insider section, right, the soft and gooey middle. So with that, we've seen a change, predominantly with a lot of the customers that we have, both in North America, Canada, and in Europe, is the data loss piece is becoming more and more of a concern, particularly because of mergers and acquisitions, that kind of information escaping. And then the part that's going to tie into what Lena had referred to is lockstepping, how you actually harden some of the environments inside. So if the data's at rest, privileged users get to do what they need to do their job. But once the data leaves the box, how do you manage what happens along the food chain and the cycle of it? So we're seeing an advent a lot with legal counsel getting involved, a lot more from a risk perspective and a lot more from a risk management perspective.
Now, because you're involved in web access, are you involved a lot with your customers as they start to roll out mobile efforts? Because we're seeing a lot of our financial service organizations getting into online banking or getting into mobile banking.
Yeah. The mobile banking and the advent of that is just kind of an extension, shall we call it, of the web access space. A lot of people are moving towards federation. We've seen a huge upsurge even last year in our own sales, and we just passed a Q4 in the federation space itself. And particularly a lot of our financial customers that we have right now have taken a new avenue of how do you handle that. Then the mobile extension just becomes another provisioning section, you know, that you're managing from the web access extension. So, yeah, I mean, it's moving forward. I wouldn't say the technology is all the way there yet. Less from our perspective, but more from the mobile perspective.
Mm. In terms of challenges, Mick, what do you see that U.S. institutions have in common with their counterparts overseas, and where are they unique?
Privacy and managing the pieces of that data movement. You know, for historically, you know, the firewalls, the web access control tools, all those things have been in place. But going back to what I was saying, people are now focusing back, should go back a little bit more to the advent of what they did in the mainframe, right? Locking that down. A lot of tools exist, you know, from ourselves and IBM, you know, around RACF, ACF2, Top Secret. We're seeing a shift also then from that distributed side. What are they doing to lock down the Windows and Unix boxes? Because they have just as much, if not more, relevant information on how a bank gets managed. So, when you're doing it, privileged users get to do what they want to do, but legal counsel wants an eye into what they're doing. And so it's a combination of, you know, a little bit more around the access control methods, but also then once data leaves, how do you manage that? You know, and what are they looking to do to manage it along? And audit has a play in that, legal counsel has a play in that, financial office has a play in it. So we're seeing, I mean, from our perspective, we're seeing a lot more, I'm particularly talking a lot more historically, it was all, you know, IT security guys, everything else, CISOs. This past 8 to 10 months, after we picked up DLP, and a lot shifting, changing the next 18 months, I see us taking a bit of a shift change away from security and spending a lot more time with compliance and risk people.
Interesting. Now, you get the advantage of seeing lots of different financial institutions.
Right.
So if you give a piece of advice to our audience, well, one thing you really need to be paying attention to.
I would have to say it's the people who do their jobs every day, and you're not necessarily going to be worried about what they're doing from a different perspective. I came up with a couple of different things. A gentleman over in the UK, myself, had a story that was kind of aligned, and he really drafted it really well. And it was around malice, mistake, and misuse. Not everybody is doing something from a nefarious perspective. They're looking to do things, but on their everyday job, they may be emailing out a section around, you know, financial particular data that they need to work at from home, and they send it to the Yahoo account. Well, do you really want that traveling out over the web? So some of the things that you're tied into it, and if you pop over by the booth, one of the gentlemen there who's worked a lot with the UK and within privacy, he's a gentleman himself from the UK, can explain in greater degree, you know, who's taking a look at what and how it's moving within that life cycle.
That's really useful. Nick, thanks so much for your time and your insights.
Thanks very much. Cheers.